Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best deviled crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that deviled crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J.
What's my name?
Jason!
Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
Know something about it, and I won't answer now. Who, what, where, when, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool. Now I'm no lie, but that ain't my style. So who you gonna get, and what he gonna do? Run up on me if you want to. Hot damn, pressing his heart.
I had very, very high expectations. I thought it would be the best party that I had ever gone to, and it exceeded every single expectation I have. Holy shit. And I'm not saying it just because I drank or because I had fun. There was an instant connection. It was as if I knew each and every one of you that was there, and I knew you for years. I've never, ever experienced anything quite like that before. Have you? I mean, you'll hear a lot of the Bucks takes today. This podcast is going to be mainly talking about this podcast, this fraternity, and really that's what it is, right? I feel like this is like old school, like I'm Vince Vaughn from old school. Lou, obviously, is Will Ferrell from old school. Ira is obviously Blue from old school. May he rest in peace. Not Ira, Blue. You know, I think, whether you're young or old, whatever ethnicity you are, doesn't matter. We have one common goal. We have unified under this umbrella that is this podcast, but I made a speech and I said some words at the end of the second night. A lot of different faces the second night than the first night. But I thanked everyone that had come out either night, both nights, whatever. And I said, this podcast, what you're listening to right now, this isn't about me, okay? And I'm not doing it for the money. I literally was just talking to a friend of mine before I started the podcast, and I said, because she was out there on the second night, and I told her, I said, you know, it's amazing. This is my hobby. You know, I used to be in radio. I used to do this for a living. I don't do this anymore for a living. I have a really good career right now that I'm really, really good at and successful at. That's where I'm making my living. The podcast, this is just something I've always wanted since I was younger. I never understood why fans of a team were so divisive, so separated from each other. I mean, shit. You know, those guys are busting their ass on the field trying to do their job. Why don't we do our job? Why don't we come together as a community? You know, those guys in Section 119 that send in their buck stakes all the time preaching about how the fans, we as fans need to do our job in the stands. Well, we as fans need to not only do our job in the stands, we as fans need to do our job on an everyday basis in unifying. And I got an interview coming up with Rock Riley where we talk about this. And Rock Riley, the newest member of Joe Bucks fans family, just an unbelievable accumulation of talent Joe Bucks fans putting together right now. It's phenomenal. So Rock Riley's going to join us here in a little bit. We do talk about this, but I'll make reference to it now as well. You know, when I worked in the media, when I worked in radio, okay, I remember doing shows, having meetings with program directors where I was being ordered to give certain opinions. I was being ordered to poke the bear. I was being ordered to be negative. Because the goal was to divide the fan base. Because dividing the fan base would make half the people happy and half the people angry. And the ones that were angry would call in. The ones that were happy would listen. Right? So, you're dividing the fan base. And quite frankly, when you start to look around at the media that covers this team and you wonder, you know, bad or negative articles about the team when you really don't need to be negative, the unbiased approach, fuck that. Journalism is dying. There's a reason newspapers are going out of business. There's a reason that anyone that asks for any type of money to try and make a living in radio is kicked to the curb. Journalism's dying. There's a reason this podcast is so successful. There's a reason Joe Bucks fan is so successful. And the reason is because you have people who genuinely care about the team. No, we're not homers. Anyone that's listened to this podcast knows I'm not a homer. The sky isn't always going to be blue. If they give me something to be pissed off about, I'm just like you. You pissed me off? I'm going to let you know about it. But you know what? In the end, I want them to succeed so bad. So do the guys at JoeBucksFan.com. So does Ira Kaufman. So does Rock Riley. Rock Riley's a huge fan. A huge fan. You know, I feel like I've tapped into your emotion. Because I'm an emotional guy. Anyone that saw me at the draft party knows I'm an emotional guy. Man, I love to have fun. And when things are good, man, I'm riding high. And you know what? When things are bad, man, I get down in the dumps. And I listened to these Bucks takes today from people that were at the party, whether local or flew in from all over the country or outside of the country. And I'm telling you, I teared up. I never, ever thought in a million years that we would have the type of experience we had on Thursday night and Friday night. Just amazing. I mean, to walk up to guys like Brandon from Oregon, Javier from Panama, guys from this area that I had never met before, Garrett, Harold from Atlanta, Lou. We're all just hugging. I mean, and I'm sorry if I'm not naming your name, but I mean, I've got videos and it was just amazing. I mean, going down the bar and seeing he's from Tallahassee. He's from Connecticut. He's from Orlando. Like, wow. And just hugging people. I knew I was going to be hugging a lot of people because I knew I was going to be drinking a lot. And I did. And I had a great time. I didn't drive. Nobody got in any fights. I mean, it was a genuinely awesome experience. And this was only our first one. I've done draft parties in the past. I'm not even counting those. This was our first one. This was our first one as you and I, as a fraternity. Call it a fraternity because that's what it is. It was amazing. But as I said, journalism's dying. It's dying. Nobody gives a shit about unbiased anymore. You want to know what the media was saying about, and by the way, Tom Jones called me over the weekend, and Tom, if you're listening, you're welcome to come on the podcast, but I'm telling you right now, it's not me. I like Tom Jones. I have said that numerous times on this podcast. He was always a nice guy to me. But, you know, when a fuck Tom Jones chant breaks out at the restaurant, and you know, you just gotta, it was fun. Hey, the Thanks Jason chant also broke out, and you know what I did? Laughed along with it. So if you can't laugh along with it, you're a public figure. Listen, these guys don't like you. People that listen to this podcast don't like Tom Jones because they look at your article and say, really? A bullshit negative article about Jameis Winston when you didn't have to be negative? You're not tapping into the emotion of a majority of fans. I'm sorry. You attack another media member, attacks the Hall of Fame voter because why? You're jealous? You're jealous of Ira? You guys, if you weren't there, you should have seen Ira. Ira worked the room better than I worked the room. And I work a room as good as anyone. Ira was the man. And I'm getting him on the podcast soon. We'll have Rock on today. I'll try and get Ira on for Wednesday's podcast. But holy shit, we had a blast. We had an absolute blast. I mean, it truly was unforgettable. I mean, I made lifelong friendships from the moment I walked in the door with people that I had never met before. And then I find out, speaking of the media, that we were the talk of the Bucks media room. I don't know if it was all they talked about, but oh boy. You guys know listening to this, the thousands upon thousands that listen to every single episode. There's a reason we're rallying around each other, right? The media doesn't get it. The local Bucks media, you know, you can pick and choose. I'm not naming any names because I wasn't given any names. I was just given the vibe of the room and that it was coming from multiple people. They were talking about this podcast and that draft party, and they just don't get it. They're like, how could anyone like it? They can't wrap their brains around the fact that, I don't know, we all love the Bucks. We want them to succeed no matter what. It's not about whether or not you can cuss on a podcast. It's whether or not you can tap into true emotion, whether you can be real with people. This unbiased journalism bullshit don't work no more. And I don't give a fuck if I use the double negative there. It was intentional. It doesn't work. What works is being real. You all know, listening to me on this podcast, I'm real. You all met me in person. Am I real? I'm real. Same guy. So when they say they can't fathom why anyone would listen to this podcast, I just kind of shrug my shoulders and go, well, they do. They do. And so each of you can listen to this and either continue to rally around this podcast and rally around this community and this fraternity that we're building, or we can just give in to this mainstream Bucks media where we're just going to tell the story. Oh, fuck that. You want to make it all of media versus this podcast? Fucking so be it. because I know Joe Bucks fans got our back. I know Ira's got our back. I know Rock Rally's got our back. And you know what? The stick carriers have their back as well. Do not underestimate the power of this community, of this fraternity. It's not me. It's not me. It's all of us. It's all of us. I mean, just listen to the passion of 300 plus people in a sports bar that only holds 250 people. We crammed more than 300 in there. Shh, don't tell the fire marshal. Listen to this chant before the pick was made. It was split 50-50 right down the middle. O.J. Howard, Dalvin Cook. I mean, it was very, very intense.
O.J. Howard! O.J.
Right down the middle, man. I was there right in the middle of the entire restaurant, kind of spearheading the chant. You know, we got everyone united eventually. So we would continue to do chants back and forth for most of the night. And then it was finally time to make the big pick.
Let's go, Bucks! 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 Let's go, Bucks!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J.
Yeah! All right, I edited the part out where I was like, holy fucking shit. I was a little drunk, but you know what? It was so awesome. I also edited out the part where I asked Christian.
I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
I asked him if he was having fun. He said he couldn't feel his face. Hilarious. Christian from Headlines. We'll hear more from him in a little bit. But as soon as the Bucks made the pick, you know how I said it was 50-50, right? Uh-oh, is this going to divide the room? Are people going to be pissed? Fuck no. Everyone went ballistic. And then this broke out. I mean, it felt like, and Lou said it. Lou said, leading up to it, he wanted to blow the roof off of Sports Legends. It really felt like the roof was about to come off. I mean, holy shit. That was as good of a time as I've ever had for any NFL draft. That was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh. Rock Riley will talk more about it coming up. It was just a great night all around. Just an incredible night of us coming together for the first time. And all it did was spur on ideas for me. Spurred on ideas for away game viewing parties. Spurred on ideas of can we put together some sort of tailgate party before, not every home game, but maybe we do it for specific home games. I think we can. And I think the sponsors, I think Bricados and Sports Legends would like to be a part of that. And if they provide the food and everyone just brings their own alcohol, dude, why not? Why couldn't we do it? I think we can. I think it would be a fucking awesome time. Am I in that Giants game, by the way? I'm already shouldn't be giving this out, but am I in the Giants game as maybe our first stick carrier tailgate party? I've never tailgated like that before Bucks game. Usually if I tailgate, I'm just going to a bar or something. I've never done it outside the stadium, but, Harold from Atlanta said he would help out. Some other stick carriers said they would help out, help organize it and make it work, man. Then we'll all just march into the stadium together with our big motherfucking sticks. Speaking of that, this was pretty awesome. Getting 300 people to do that was pretty awesome. And then, of course, Ira Kaufman was in rare form. Steve Isbitz from Joe Bucks Fan was there, and we got them involved as well.
Do we have the best fucking podcast in the world or what?
It was an incredible, incredible evening. Ira Kaufman, Steve Isbitz, Rock Riley, all there. Everyone else was there. Man, it was a night I'll never forget for the rest of my life. That was special, and it was the start of something special. And I can promise you this right now. I love Leo and those guys, and if we can do it there, we will at Sports Legends. But next year's going to be bigger. It's going to be bigger. Whether we need to still do it at Sports Legends and open up the parking lot and put tents out in the parking lot, or if we do it at another venue, Sports Legends, we're still going to have them heavily involved. I think away game parties are going to be pretty awesome. We can do those at Sports Legends. You know, there's just so many aspects, but we did have to, we didn't turn people away, but it was brought to my attention that people were showing up, realizing how packed it was, and then just leaving. I don't want that to happen. Okay. So if you showed up and you turned around and left, that's not happening next year. We're going to make it so that every single person that wants to be a part of the party is a part of the party. All right. Because that's what we are, man. We're a fraternity. We don't turn people away. The more the merrier, man. This is a party, man. You don't turn people away at a party. So we'll figure that out. We got a year to do it. Let me say this about Sports Legends and Leo. Those guys did a magnificent job. They've never experienced a crowd like this before. Never. And I have heard nothing but glowing reviews. Not just for the service, but the food was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I told Leo the first time I met with him about potentially sponsoring the podcast. Cause he had actually been an advertiser with Pewter Report before. And guess what? That shit didn't work. Huh. I wonder why. I said, listen, I will get people in your building. I have no doubt in my mind people will come to your sports bar because of me. But it's all I can do is get them in. It's your job to get them to come back. You know, that's where it's not advertising. Okay. It's not a sponsorship. It's a partnership. I'll do my part. You do your part. And guess what? In the end, I'm successful and you're successful. It's a two-way street. It works. And anyone that's before, they look at how many people were like, oh my God, if I didn't have, wait till you hear some of these buck steaks. If they didn't have B4, that, which they were just giving away free B4s, pretty much the entire early part of each evening, Friday or Thursday night and Friday night. If I didn't have B4, I would not have been alive on Friday. I get it. I drank too much. I get it, but I was going to. It was all part of the process. It was all part of the plan. I wasn't driving. I wasn't going to get in a fight. It was awesome. It was a blast. It was a great time. It was a great, it was so irresponsible. And yet at the same time, it was so much fun. So whatever. We were among friends. It was great. Before sports led, we went to Bricado's on Friday. Bricado's. Over 30 people showed up at Bricado's on Friday for lunch. 30 people? Come on. It's awesome, man. It's awesome. So, who knows what the next year or so brings. I'm sure there are companies out there that are advertising, wasting their money elsewhere, no matter where it might be, realizing that they're probably paying more than what they would be paying to be an advertiser, a sponsor, a partner on this podcast, and not getting near the return that my sponsors get. My door is always open. I'm always willing to discuss. I do have to keep it limited as to who advertises or who sponsors the podcast, but I am open to ideas of partnerships. I know we're looking to intertwine partners as well. I know, you know, my hope is that Sports Legends and B4 can do something together. You know, I love that. And I love having all of my sponsors as part of my events. You know, that's why we had Christian from Headlines Barbershop out there. And that's why B4 came out to be part of the party and Sports Legends hosted it. And by the way, we went and had our hangover food, right? The next morning at, or the next afternoon for lunch at Bricado's, man. Are you kidding me? A devil crab the next day after a night of drinking? It was so good. It was so good. It was a blast. It was the memories. I wish I would have taken more pictures. I have a ton of video, but I wish I would have taken more pictures. If you have pictures, post them to our, I got a new Facebook page. It's a group page. Just search for Stick Carriers. Join the group. I'm the moderator. So I'm accepting anyone unless I know who you are and I know you're not a true stick carrier, but, I want to build it up. This is a Facebook page that is going to give you the capability to continue to interact with each other. And if you didn't get to go to the draft party, don't worry. But save the date now. It's the end of next April. Okay? It's always the end of April. So start saving up. Start saving the date. And make sure that you can get down here next year. Listen, this was kind of a last-second thing. I don't want to say last-second because we did have a couple of months. But if you live out of state, that's kind of tough, right? That's tough. If you have a full year to plan for it, you can do it in a cheap way. You know, find a flight, figure out a flight, and then you can, these guys stayed at the La Quinta right next door. I mean, it couldn't have been that expensive. I'm just saying, if you can make it, try and make it. I've got some ideas already for next year's draft, and I think that's what I'm going to do is make the away game parties, tailgate parties, those are going to be on a much smaller scale, get-togethers, whatnot. It's not going to be a massive blowout. The massive blowout for us each year is going to be the draft. So just go ahead and plan on that. I plan on doing one every year, especially after how well this year went. I don't see it getting any smaller. I see it continuing to grow. I see the podcast continuing to grow, and I see our fraternity continuing to grow. You know, what the hell, man? I wasn't in a fraternity in college. I don't even know what it's about, but I do know one thing. Fuck, we like the fucking party, man. We really, really do. And if we can do just one blowout each year, then let's make it the draft. And maybe eventually I can do a stick carrier road trip. Man, I want to do one. The stars didn't align for me this year with my schedule, but perhaps we can do that starting next season. And pick a road game and just have it be the stick carrier road game. And if you can join us for it, by all means, we'll have a blast doing it. All right. Got a lot of Bucks takes I want to get to. I got Rock Riley coming up as well. Lot on the plate. And, again, I want to thank each and every one of you for what you've done. You know, we have built this together. You know, it's not just me and it's not just any individual. If we don't come together as a group, then this podcast would never succeed. Then our ultimate goal would never succeed. And as I alluded to the guys from Section 119 before, they're right. We need to do our part as fans. But to do our part as fans, we have to get along as fans should. And I think this community, the personalities that were in that bar, in that restaurant on Thursday night and Friday night, I think those are the same personalities that are going to continue to gravitate towards each other. We're going to continue to build friendships. That's why I urge you to sign up for that Facebook page. That's why I urge you to interact with each other on that Facebook page. I'm going to do my damnedest to try and interact with all of you on that Facebook page and just build these friendships up, guys. Build these relationships up so that the next time we get together, it's even better. We're not introducing ourselves to each other. We're just fucking partying. We're having a great time. Like I said, I mean, smoking a cigar with Javier, putting my arm around Brandon, having in-depth conversations with Harold and Garrett, and you know, just the list goes on and on, like screaming at Lou and Christian and Mark the mailman. Lisa was there, and I mean, God knows, Lee was there. I mean, I can't name everyone. You know I can't name everyone, but Mike, Outlaw was hilarious, dude. We had a blast with Outlaw. The guys from 119, Garv and Sarasota J. Man. All I can do is just kind of nod my head and just, you know, so many people are telling me thank you. Fuck that, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you if you came, and thank you if you just listen. You don't have to come to the event to support. We need to have a unifying presence across the nation, across the world, and Javier, Dave, and everyone overseas. I mean, we're bringing everyone together. You guys realize this, right? Let's just keep doing it. So don't thank me. Thank you. Thank us. Let's keep building this shit together. Cause this is only the beginning. And that's why this is so fucking exciting.
Bucks Uncensored.
All right, let's bring in the newest member of the Joe Bucks fan family. I mean, what the Joes have done, Steve and Lee, in bringing in Todd Wright, Ira Kaufman, Gil Arcia, myself, and now Rock Riley joining the family and joining us here on the Bucks Uncensored podcast. Hey, Rock.
Family member, how you be?
I'm good. My voice is back. I'm still a little tired, but all in all, what an amazing weekend. The parties were awesome. The draft was incredible for the Bucks. I mean, I don't know if it could have gone a better way than it did for them. It's really a lot of bright things ahead for the Bucks and for their fans.
I'll tell you what. Now, I've been in the business for quite a while. Never know on how many fans, ratings, things like that. A lot of guys in the business always spin everything. Oh, I'm 25-54, I'm this, or oh, my time spent listening, I'm this. Well, the proof is in the pudding. I saw the data of your podcast and how it was number one in popularity, Buccaneer fans, and I know it's uncensored, guys like that, but when I went to Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater and saw the turnout, that's the proof in the pudding. And it's not only turnout, the place was packed for those of you that weren't there, but the enthusiasm, yeah. They love it. They love the big motherfucking stick. They love yes. What you got going on, and you really have got a big, big following. And I saw it, and I put it on Joe Bucks Fan, and I'm going to put more on it for the newest edition.
Right,
Justin. So congratulations to you, Gabe.
I mean, I had no idea. I really didn't know it was going to take off the way it has. And I made a speech at the end of the second night to those that were there. And we had a really good crowd the second night as well. And I just told them, I said, this isn't about me. I'm not doing it to try and be successful. I'm just pumped up for all of us. I mean, we're coming together. And Rock, you've been in the media for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was with 620 for a long time. And, you know, this is an uncensored podcast. We kind of take you behind the scenes. But I remember having meetings with program directors where they were like, poke at the negative. We're trying to split the fan base apart. We're trying to incite a riot here. And, you know, I never really liked that. And I've always been a fan. Rock, you know me for a long time. I'm always a fan.
Right.
I want us to come together for one goal. And I really think that the fans are gravitating towards that. And that's, you know, the uncensored part is the uncensored part, but the coming together with a common goal and everyone showing that enthusiasm, I think that's why the podcast has been so popular. That's just my perspective, but I really, really think that that's why these fans are so excited right now.
And I tell you too, I'm sure you get the same thing. Like when I was let go because I was there 18 years, I didn't do anything wrong. Flawless record. That's how it goes in the corporate world. When you're at a place, I was at Bay News 9/ Bright House Spectrum for 18 years. So I'm like, all right, what am I going to do now? You know, I'm trying to figure it out. And I had even told Steve when I knew that this might be coming down, because I made more money than the young people. Mm-hmm. I would have taken a cut. They don't do that in the corporate world. Goodbye. 18 years. Okay. And I even told Steve, one of the Joes, like, hey, I might be coming to you. Because after the trip folded and he picked up Ira. And he goes, oh, let's talk. And we're still trying to figure it out. And everybody, I'm not saying this because we're on to a Bucks fan. Every Bucks fan or NFL fan that lives in Tampa Bay would always be like, I go to Joe Bucks fan.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was trying to figure it all out. I talked to a couple of different people in the media who all said they go to Joe Bucks fan. Jenna Lane, who I didn't really mentor, but I used to bring her on, and then she went for the gig, and she was up against these people. She got it at ESPN, and I was asking her about a few things, and she's like, I'll tell you this. All of her friends, now she's the beat reporter for ESPN.com.
Mm-hmm.
All of her friends, she said, go to Joe Bucks Fan for their information, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. It's a great place to be. And the fact that the Bucks are on that rise with Winston and all they got, I think it's just a great time right now and where we are at Joe Bucks Fan.
Yeah, I do think that. And Stephen Lee, who runs JoeBucksFan.com, when they started off the website, they said they were going to do it as fans. You know, they ultimately want the team to succeed. Now, if the team fails or if there's something to be negative about, they'll be negative about it. But ultimately,
yes,
you're going to treat it as a fan. And, you know, their style of writing has taken off, and their style of putting the website together has been very successful. And you and I are of that, I think, same mindset of, hey, we're fans. We want the team to be successful. And you just wonder, and I've been thinking about this all weekend and all day today is, I don't want to say is journalism dying, but that unbiased, like, well, I'm not going to give my opinion. I'm just going to blah, 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 blah. I just don't think the fans give a shit about any of that anymore.
No.
They don't want to hear the negative
bullshit
when things are going right. They want to ride that emotional wave. And that's why Joe Bucks Fan has been so successful. That's why this podcast has been so successful. That's why your videos are going to be so successful. And that's why Ira Kaufman is becoming an idol among the Joe Bucks Fan readers. I mean, this family. Listen.
That was hysterical. He's probably old enough to be their father, grandfather, and these guys are just cheering him and cheering him and cheering him and cheering him. But you're right. And it's the one thing that I do like about it, yes, fans, you know, get everybody together. But what I do like about it is Steve and Lee, who run it, say, write what you want, or do video what you want. And if a player sucks, it's going to say they suck. It's not like it's total kiss-ass homerism,
sure,
no matter how bad they're doing. this is how cool it is for me, Justin, where I came from the corporate world and, you know, you got all these rules that you got to follow. There really are no rules. And that's what Steve's telling me. Do what you want. Do whatever you want. And I said, oh, man, you know, I was talking to Cook over at Pewter Report, and they claim this was put Cook on. Really? Put Mark Cook on from Pewter Report? He's not supposed to be. Yeah, go ahead, do it. Put this guy over here. That's what I like. There's no rules. And I think the fans reading, listening, and now viewing can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true. And, yeah, you know, just getting the vibe, you know, going back to when Tom Jones wrote that article about Jameis Winston in the classroom. And I said, hey, listen, I like Tom Jones. He was always nice to me. Even when I was let go, he was really nice to me, but I'm giving you the forum to say whatever you want. And, well, I mean, I'll go ahead and say it. The fuck Tom Jones response was, I mean, the fans were pretty pissed off at Tom Jones for writing that article, which was unnecessary at the time. And you know what? That's what we're going to give him. We're going to give him that platform. And again, I'll say it again. I like Tom Jones, and he did call me over the weekend, and he wasn't pleased that there was a fuck Tom Jones chant going on at the party, but you know, we're just here. You know, if the fans are going to do that, you know, you're a public figure. Maybe look at what's working in the media.
Say, hey, you have the opportunity to come on.
Yeah.
Same thing within my videos. You think that there's something wrong? Come on. You're a so-called competitor. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I think works. It's great. Isn't there not being in the environment right now?
But I would say this though, too. If you're going to come on, you can't just come on and say, well, I'm going to just write, you know, down the line. And if there's something I think, because I'm going to tell you right now, the listeners of this podcast will turn on you in a heartbeat. They don't want you to just pick out 90 seconds that maybe could have been construed wrongly of a 45-minute speech. That's just something that they don't want. So if you don't want to try and explain yourself, because that could dig your hole a little bit deeper, you might just want to back off, because kind of out of sight, out of mind, kind of works with the people listening. Rock, so you're latched on with Joe Bucks Fan right now. It's awesome. I mean, we've got podcasts, we've got videos, we've got Gil Arcia doing columns on the weekend. I mean, it's phenomenal.
No, like
so
that.
Tell me about your videos. Is this three times a week? And just they said, hey, you can do whatever you want. So what are you going to do?
That's it. What I'm trying to do, sometimes, like, people want, there's somebody, like, oh, it's too short. That's actually a good thing. You want people wanting more. You don't want to go too long. Heck, I could have gone 5-6 minutes and just let it go raw from your pain.
Sure.
But you know as well as I, Justin, like, anything over 3 minutes of a video, because I saw something, I saw the Yes Network, and they're the Yankees, because I know a lot of people watch the Yes Network. And those videos are pretty good, and the girl that does the sideline, the woman that does the sideline reporting, she's like, we're going to go behind the scenes. We're going to see Joe Girardi's office. Nobody's ever backed up behind her. And I looked at the time on it, and it said 4 minutes and 5 seconds. I clicked away. Like, I don't want to watch a video for 4 minutes. Mm. So basically, I'm going to try to keep it to a little under three, not the minute 10 seconds that they get on local affiliates. And just never goes, whatever goes. If I feel like a local bar here that I go to and drink a beer and sit at the corner of the bar, I'm going to do it from there. If I feel like being in the pool, it's a good day, I'll do it from there. But I do plan on being at $1 all the time. Okay. So as much as I'm going to have fun and do whatever I want, I'm always going to bring you content. I didn't want it to be one of these Facebook Lives where it's just me looking in and giving cakes. I do want to be over there. So that's what I'm looking forward to, because for years when I was on Bay News 9, and I was at the Bucks all the time, and when you're there, you kind of find out some inside stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I plan on doing. I'm going to be there. So I'm going to give you behind-the-scenes stuff, and if I hear of anything, I'm going to let Joe Bucks fans, viewers, no. So that's what I'm doing. Having fun. There's no rules. 3 minutes or less. But I'm also going to give you the content. And, you know, I'll be there for the rookies and check it. You're going to see some of the video of these rookies. It starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We haven't been allowed to shoot any video right now because it's really early off season. and they're just doing their workouts in the weight room. The stuff that they're doing on the field, we didn't have access to. But the little footage that I did put on for the first one or two before your party, HBO's crew was there, and they had to shoot what's called a trailer. They got to get some video to put a trailer up to get you ready for Hard Knocks. And they were behind the scenes. They shot some stuff, and then the Buccaneers actually put it on their website for us, Buccaneers.com. That's where we got it. So starting on Friday, when the rookie minicamp starts, we're allowed to shoot all of the practice. Same thing with OTAs and the mandatory mini camps. That's what's cool. You're allowed to be there, so I'm going to be shooting all of it, and I'm going to bring it to you on Joe Bucks Fan.
Well, and we got thousands of people listening right now, and for each of you listening, if you don't know Rock, Rock is as big of a fan of the Bucks as I am. As he said, he's been in this area for Bright House and Spectrum for 18 years covering the Bucks, and now he gets to do it without, you know, somebody overhead telling him what to do. So he's going to do his videos just like I do this podcast, just in a very fan way. I mean, he's going to bring you what he thinks you need to know, not what somebody's telling him. It's going to be really good. Really good stuff from Rock. And, I'm talking to the stick carriers, obviously, listening to this podcast.
But
as the sponsors come rolling in for Rock, I need you all to embrace his sponsors just like you embrace our sponsors, because this is what drives us. This is what allows us to do what we do. So you guys have really embraced all of our sponsors here on Bucks Uncensored. I need you to do the same for Ira, the same for Rock, the same for the Joe Bucks Fan family, because these companies are investing their money really not into us. They're investing it in each one of you so that we can provide you all of these platforms, and I just think it's phenomenal. So, Rock, phenomenal,
awesome.
Fantastic stuff. Really looking forward to these videos as they continue to pop three times a week. What did you think about the Bucks draft overall? I mean, I look back at O.J. Howard, and he had to have been a top three player on the Bucks board. He had to have been.
Okay. That's great, because I wanted to get over there when he came in, and I was there. And I got him one-on-one, and he actually, I'm going to play it on the podcast, on the video, Lunch with Lou Rock Riley, starting on Monday. And again, I know people pick up your podcast throughout the next couple of days, so just go on Joe Bucks Fan. And I got to tell you, Justin, there's only been a couple of times when I've met the high rookie, whether it's the Rays or the Bucks, and they come into town. And when I talked to him eye to eye, I watched all of his movements. I saw him up there with his family, the agent, everybody comes in. It's a big to do. I was blown away. He's 22 years old. He is 6'6". If not 6'6" and a half. And the way he carried himself, it's a packed press conference. When he arrived at One Buck, you had 100-and-some staffers giving him a standing ovation. Here is a 22-year-old kid. He didn't know where he was going the night before. He gets on a plane. All the family members are there. And Justin, he was just so confident. Not cocky, but just so confident. And very polite, but just the way he had that air about him, and that you can't fake. And I'm going to play some of it on there. And he also gives a message to Bucks fans, to Joe Bucks fans. I told him about the website and the stick carriers. Message. I'm going to play it in the video, but it just basically really blew me away. Like the moment wasn't too big. And I'm like, what about your blocking? And everybody's like, look, at Alabama, what we run, we do a good job. And he goes, we run a pro style. The way the practices are run in Alabama, they're run pro style. It's not only Alabama. There's a couple of other programs, high-level programs. So, I mean, this guy coming in is not – it's not too big of a moment for him. I think it's going to be humongous.
Nice. Yeah, I think he's going to be a key – part of the offense from day one. And we know what Dirk Cutter did with Tony Gonzalez in Atlanta. We know Dirk Cutter loves two tight end sets. He's got Cam Brate and OJ Howard. I just, I mean, you factor in Mike Evans and Deshaun Jackson, I don't care who's running the football. You've got a lot of, you got Adam Humphries as well. You got so many weapons for Jameis Winston that, this could be really, really fun to watch. And let's not discount the fact that over a 5-game stretch last year, late in the season, during that 5-game win streak, they had the best defense in football. Their defense was playing as good as anyone in football. If they can continue to bring that together and have this on offense, I'm telling you, the sky's the limit. People laugh at me when I say they could challenge at least in the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl, but nobody thought Atlanta could do it last year, and I don't know why the Bucs couldn't do it this year with the talented roster they put together. Now, they are young. They don't have the experience that other teams have, but you know what? Eventually, you need to get that experience, and players like Jameis Winston, over the course of his career, whether it's high school, college, or the pros in these big games, seems to rise to the occasion. We'll see if he can continue to do that this upcoming season. Rock Riley's got videos at JoeBucksFan.com 3 times a week. He is the newest member of the Joe Bucks fan family and stick carriers. Unite around Rock Riley, and let's blow his videos up just like you've blown this podcast up. Rock, appreciate it, man, and best of luck, and
awesome.
We'll all rally around each other, man. I love it.
Congratulations. I saw that following. It blew me away, Justin. So what you got going on, man, keep it going, and well, we'll talk soon. All right,
big man? Love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Rock. You've always been great to me, and I'm glad we're on the same team.
You got a commission.
All right. We'll talk to you later. See ya. All right. That's Rock Riley. Love having him on the Joe Bucks fan team. And we will have more. Hey, let's get to some of your Bucks takes. I'll tell you, I listened to these Bucks takes today, and a lot of you got to meet me. I'm an emotional guy, right? Okay. Had a little bit to drink, and when I get a little loud, but I'm emotional, man. I get excited when things are going good. I get down when things are going down. And I'll tell you what, man, when you guys hit home, I don't know about the whole, oh, I'm humbled by so many people that came to my party. No, fuck that. I was fucking pumped. So many. And it, as Rock said, it wasn't the amount of people. It was the enthusiasm from every single person. Have any of you watched the videos from the party? Holy shit. Wait till you hear these Bucks takes. I mean, I teared up. I don't give a fuck if you think I'm a fucking homo or gay or feminist, whatever. I teared up listening to these. It's just incredible to hear the passion from each of you that friendships, long-lasting, lifetime friendships were made in one night. It felt like I had known you guys for my whole life, and I had just met you. And it's just the beginning. We're going to do this time after time, and each time it's going to feel even better because we're actually going to have met each other before. Wow. I'm excited to hear him again. Bucks takes next.
Bucks Uncensored.
We got some Bucks takes we want to get to. Looking forward to hearing these, man. These people were so passionate after the parties this weekend. So got a lot to get to. We're almost an hour already into this. Not sure how much longer these podcasts are going to be over an hour long. And by the way, kind of, if you haven't noticed, this is kind of a party recap podcast. If you did send in a Bucks take talking about the actual draft picks, listen, I thought they had a phenomenal draft. O.J. Howard, to me, is a top 5 pick, and you got him at 19. Enough said, right? Chris Godwin, been talking about him for a while. I mean, people went fucking crazy when they took Godwin, and then everyone was like hitting me, like, you called it. I was like, I don't know, man. I mean, whatever. whatever. So Godwin, Justin Evans, I like. You know, people are like, well, they reached on him. I go, well, let's say they took Godwin in the second round and took Evans in the third. How would you feel? Well, I'd feel a lot better. Okay, well, who gives a shit then? Beckwith is, you know, if he comes back, obviously they feel pretty good about him, and I'm confident in the Bucks' vetting of players, and they waited on the running back. You know, but here's the thing. They addressed their needs, right? They addressed wide receiver, safety. They got tight end. They got weapons for Winston. They got the running back out of Boise State, so they did get a running back. And by the way, okay, so maybe this year they go running back by committee. Let's see if Doug Martin can come back. It's just the draft didn't fall the way maybe they wanted it to. Well, guess what? And I was a little frustrated. I thought maybe Marlon Mack would have been good later, but okay, all right. Maybe I sent out a tweet and I shouldn't have. Next year's draft is pretty loaded at running back too, with the Freeman from Oregon, the two running backs from Georgia, the guy from LSU, the guy from Penn State. I mean, a lot of good running backs in next year's class too. So maybe they wait and get a running back next year. Maybe they try and make a – look it. When you have Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries, O.J. Howard, and Cam Brate, maybe you don't need to run the ball all that much. Short pass game can be an extension of the run game. A lot of Bucks takes. You know what? I want to start with right after Thursday's party. All the folks that were staying in the La Quinta apparently went back and had their own after party.
Hey, Justin, it's Javier from Panama City, and I'm sending you this Bucks take from fucking hotel right next door to Sports Legends. And I'm here with a bunch
Alan
of...
from 119.
Brandon, 119.
Mark the mailman.
Lisa from Lakeland. Hey, Justin.
We're having a great motherfucking time.
Woo! Great party, bro.
We just spent the time of our life at Sports Legends, and guess what? It's only Thursday. We got Friday to look for. Oh, Justin, and trust us, we took that LeGarrette Blount trail back to the hotel, so... We're having a good fucking time,
Justin!
Man.
That trail is foggy.
Ready for fucking Friday night, baby. Sports Legends!
Let's get together, y'all. Baby.
Okay, Lisa.
Speak softly.
And carry that loud motherfucking
I'm sure everyone in that hotel really loved that at 2 in the morning. You guys are awesome, man. We pretty much closed down Sports Legends that night. Yeah. Yeah, we were there late until Leo was like, yeah, you guys are going to have to go. And by the way, put that out. Oh, man. Let's see. Christian, we've got Brandon from Oregon. I got another one from Javier where he's, you know, back home so he can give us a good recap. Lou, Lee, I mean, everyone that was there. Lee was Lee, man.
Hey, what's up, Stick Carriers? This is Lee out of Tampa. And oh my word, Justin, Christian, Leo over at Sports Legends, and B4, Ricardo's, baby, we love you. Oh my God, you guys put it the fuck down at those bus drive parties over at Sports Legends. I want to say, Leo, your staff, your waitresses, the back of the house, the front of the house, professional, hardworking. They murder, they grind that shit out. Nobody disappointed. Food was damn good. Drinks, damn good. Everything, it couldn't have been any better, man. The service was awesome. There was, man, we were deep as shit. Stick Carriers from the front door to the fucking exit on the, in the back of the kitchen. Full. Everybody happy, getting fed, drinking, eating. I don't think there's anything that could have happened any different that could have made the Justin's draft party any better. Shit was epic. stick carriers from all over the country showing up. The guys that could make it, it was a pleasure meeting you guys. It was so awesome to meet you guys. Everybody that showed up, man, we had so much fun together, putting faces with voices, talking about football, talking Bucks, family. It was just a culmination of awesome shit. Love it, man. I love that shit. I got something to say, man. That B4, listen, I left that fucking draft party Thursday night, late as shit. I had to be to work at 4:30 a.m. the next morning. I may have gotten 3.5 hours of sleep, at the most. Slammed 2 cans of that B4, woke up alert as hell. I felt like I slept like 8 hours. And you know when you wake up, you have to warm up until the morning when you get to work and shit. And no, off of 3.5 hours of sleep, got to work, I was already warm. I stepped in the building and just went to slamming shit, smashing shit. Next thing I knew, it was time for me to go home and get ready for the second part of the draft. So amped up, man. That B4 shit is awesome. It works. Don't know how it works so good. But I see what Justin talks about when he's like, I wouldn't have been able to get up and go to work and do what I did if it wasn't for B4. I see what he means. That shit will get your ass up and get your ass out. Jason Light, you fucking nailed that shit. Killed the draft, baby. OJ Howard, the tight end / offensive lineman / wide receiver / running back, the home run hitting tight end. There ain't a tight end that come out like O.J. Howard all in the past 10 years. Fuck it, I'm saying it. I love the story that head coach told about seeing O.J. Howard at the Senior Bowl. Said he walked out after he seen him in drills and told Jason Light he already seen this guy. He's out of here. He was so damn giddy at the press conference. Never seen a grown man that giddy about another grown man the way he talked about getting O.J. Howard. Love the stick carrier they drafted. I'm sorry, the walloping stick carrier they drafted out of Texas A&M, Justin Evans. Fitting. His first name's Justin, last name Evans. Walloping stick carrier. You see what Jason Light doing, man? He breaking stick carriers in this bitch, man. Again, draft party fucking amazing. Meeting all the other stick carriers was fucking amazing. I mean, if I say one name, I have to go through all the stick carriers, so I don't want to do it. But you know, this shit was epic, man. Everybody, it was a pleasure meeting you. Kristen showed out. Justin showed out. Lou. Oh, shit. Oh, my boy. You, man, showed your ass, man. You boys did your thing, man. Can't wait to do it again. Man, speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick and get ready to fire them cannons. I'm out.
We will. We will be doing this again. I like I said before, the draft is going to be our big motherfucking party each year. I guess we can go ahead and say that. That's going to be our blowout. It's the same time each year. It's the same weekend each year. I think that's easy for everyone across the nation to kind of plan it and know, hey, we need to be in Tampa this weekend or that weekend for the draft. So that'll be our big blowout each year. And then we'll play the rest by ear. You know, I think we need to pick a few away games. You don't want to do it for every away game because you don't want to overdo it. But I think we strategically pick a few away games. And I'd like to definitely try out a tailgate early on in the season and see how it goes. And if it goes well, then maybe we'll do another one late in the season. You know, but again, that's another thing we don't want to overdo. I think we'd have a lot of fun. I really, really do. And I just envision a tailgate party where we're showing up 4 hours before a game. We got some Bricados there. We got some Sports Legends food there. Everyone kind of just brings their own stuff to drink. We have a blast. We play some music. We play some tunes. We have a TV out there. We watch the early games, and then we all march into the stadium together. I mean, just chanting and fucking just having a blast. That's what we did for the Saints game last year, and it was awesome. The guys from Section 119 were there. Christian was there. We had a great, great time marching into that building, and I think we could do it again. So just stay tuned for that. I know y'all are going to be listening, and it's going to be – we're doing the podcast 3 times a week. I plan on – you know, it's not going to be boring, you know, boring stuff during the off season. Hell, we could even brainstorm some ideas of how we can all get together. Shit, I don't give a shit what we talk about on our podcast. This is my podcast. I don't give a fuck. You know, if you guys want to talk about the next time we can all get together and party, then so be it. We'll mix in some Bucks talk as well, and, you know, we'll have a good time with it. Now, Lee mentioned Lou, so we might as well hear from Lou.
Justin, Lou and Port Richie. Brother, I was a little bit down on the draft at first, man, you know, because I really didn't know about this Cat Evans or Beckwith and even McNick, bro, McNichols. So, I was, you know, I read about how Evans was overly aggressive, man, didn't tackle well. Beckwith was damaged goods. And McNichols, well, didn't really know, man, but... Bro, I went and watched the highlights. Holy shit. Dude, we nailed it. We fucking nailed it, dude. Evans could fucking pound people, dude. Beckwith? Dude, that dude brings the fucking wood. Fucking, dude, McNichols, that motherfucker could run, dude. Dude, I think we did really, really well. Dude, OJ and Godwin... And, dude, Stevie T, bro, that motherfucker's going to be a run stuffer, man. That dude's, dude, they're all good. They are all good. Dude, Jason nailed it, bro. He nailed it. Bro, the fucking party, bro. Out fucking rageous! Dude, it was a pleasure meeting all the stick carriers, bro. I wish I met more of you guys, man. Every time I try to walk around, bro, I got fucking detoured, pulled to the side, man, for some shots, bro. So by the end of the night, bro, I wasn't myself, bro. But,
me either.
I'm not right on the regular, bro, but you know how it was, man. But, dude, it was a fucking riot, dude. It was an honor to see fucking Ira, man, Rock Riley, Steve, man. Dude, Javier, bro, that dude with the Cubans, brother, he was the man. He was the man. It was a pleasure. Brandon, Harold, fucking Garrett, man. Dude, 50 Shades, bro. All you motherfuckers, man. All you guys, man. It was a fucking pleasure, man. So I got to give it to you, Mesh. You fucking threw a fucking awesome party, man. I can't wait till next year, man. And I'm sure we're going to have some tailgates during the season. I just gotta say, dude, hands down, bro, you're the fucking man. You're the fucking man. Anyway, guys, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. My voice is kind of like a little recovery, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm still recovering. I'll get right by Wednesday. See ya.
Thanks, Lou. That's kind of, I mean, it's so good to hear. It really is. I mean, I just really, really, really wanted everyone to have a great time. That's it. That's what brings me the most joy. Not the money or anything. I think if I told y'all what I was charging, you'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you should be charging a lot more. Not doing it for that. I just want to have fun, and I knew that, like Lou said, every time I tried to walk somewhere, somebody was buying me a shot. And, you know... Such is life, man. I don't know what to tell you. It was awesome. It was awesome. There were no fights. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't drive. I hope nobody else drove. I thought for as drunk as everyone was, the language was out of control. Okay, I get it. Okay, there were no kids in there, but the language was out of control. I was very, very loud and very, very vulgar. Okay, if that's the worst thing that happened, then who cares? We're all adults. It was a special evening. I would not change one thing that happened that night or Friday night. It was awesome. Garv was there. Hey, Garv.
Justin, Garv in Sarasota, at JP Garv on Twitter. Remember that, Stick Carriers. You follow me, I follow you. I want to stay in touch with you guys. The draft party was absolutely incredible. My voice is shot still a day later. It's like coming back from an incredible football game, but I made so many friends there. And, you know, it was incredible. I've never been to a party with that many people that didn't know each other before it, but instantly knew each other when we got there. There's a common bond. And our podcast, and I say our podcast,
good,
is what did it. And I'm just so proud and happy for everybody. The draft is going incredibly well, in my opinion. O.J. Howard getting Godwin in the third, just incredible. We're deep. If Deshaun misses a few games now, we're still going to be deep there. And getting a really good safety, probably the fourth best in the entire draft. But it's a very, very deep draft. And I'm just so happy about everything. I feel kind of old today, and I'm not talking quite as loud, but again, I'm so impressed with all the people I met. And some of you guys that aren't on Twitter yet, you get on there, Ghost. You get on there, Lee. I want to follow you, too. It's so nice meeting you all. And Lou, you really are the man. So until the next time we talk, my friends, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
Great meeting you, Garv. I think that's the first time we've met in person. Garv was a rock star, man. People are like, Garv! And like running up and hugging. There was so much hugging going on. There were so many man-to-man hugs. It was something else. I don't know what else to say. What do you want me to say? Outlaw was there as well.
Outlaw. I'm going to try to keep it under 90 seconds, but it's going to be hard, man. This was an incredible weekend. I'm just now getting my voice back. I mean, I show up Thursday night. It was like a kid at Christmas night, and, you know, not really knowing what to expect. I walk in. There you are to the left. I said, Justin, you're like, Outlaw. It's Lee. It's Javier. It's Brandon. It's Garrett. Yes, Sarasota J. Yes. Garv. Lou, you're my boy. Mark the Mailman and Lisa. Mike McKay. Ira. Rock Riley. Leo. Christian, Notorious R.O.B. Oh, gosh, I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. It was just awesome. It was like a family reunion. It was more than a family reunion because family reunions usually have a lot of baggage to them. This was more like a fraternity. And immediately we kicked it off, had a great time watching the draft, got to our pick. Everybody was feeling O.J. Howard. A little bit of people thought maybe Dalvin Cook, but O.J. Howard was the pick. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people were happy with that. Some not so, but I got to tell you, we got to trust in light, okay? We got to follow the light. Buddy Ryan used to say, you know, if you listen to the fans, you're going to be sitting with the fans. So we knew what our needs were, and I got to tell you, I think Jason Light took care of our needs. Maybe not with the players that we thought he'd take care of them with, but it was awesome. O.J. Howard was there. You had to take him. Day two, come back Friday night. The Chris Godwin pick, I thought the roof was going to come in. I really did. I mean, we're jumping around screaming. Chris Godwin is a steal. He's gonna be a great one. So, Justin, I can't thank you enough. It was an awesome weekend. Can't wait to get together and have some watch parties from away games at Sports Legends. Leo, you guys did a fantastic job. Just sitting there sharing stories with other Bucks fans. Tampa Tony was there. Man, it was awesome. Justin was talking about how he used to watch the draft with his father in. You know, the pick would come in, Eric Curry, and they just go bananas. You know, Eric Curry, the whole team was just going to turn around on that one pick. And I couldn't help but laugh because I had the same childhood, man. I had some friends and some brothers that we were diehard Bucks fans, man. We were young. We'd find a way through my old man or some way to get down to the old Tampa Stadium and our voices would sound like, you know, would sound like this on Monday, you know, Victory Monday. So shout out to my boys, Travis and Jason, man. Remember those days? They're coming back, brother. They're coming back. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. All right. I love you guys. Great weekend. Let's keep it going, man. As always, when we have to now, but we're going to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. I crushed it.
Thanks. Thanks, Outlaw.
Oh, I almost forgot, man. Hey, we got to give the Jason Light Award of the weekend to Garrett. Garrett,
oh, shit.
Trade it up. Got the Noah Spence jersey from the Jagoff fan. Great move, man. I love it. All right. Signing out one more time. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Damn it.
Crushed it.
Completely forgot about that. So Garrett was there. Garrett, I don't think he's ever had a Bucks take on the podcast. He's going to have one here in momentarily. So Garrett was with us the two nights, and he ended up winning like this Budweiser speaker or something. And then the next prize was a Noah Spence jersey. And all we're doing is doing the raffle tickets. And this fucking Jacksonville Jaguar fan wins it. And it's like, fuck, are you kidding me? There's nothing we can do. Like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And so the guy comes up, and then Garrett comes up, and he's like, well, I propose a trade. I'll trade you my speaker for the jersey. And the Jacksonville Jaguar fan did the trade, man. I was pumped up. It was awesome. It was the best trade of the entire draft. Way to go, Garrett.
What's up, Justin? Garrett over at the University of Tampa. We got our fucking man. We went into that first round with the biggest motherfucking stick in Tampa. Not to mention the biggest motherfucking stick in the NFL. Words. There's no words to describe that, man. You saw the draft party. We were all there. Oh, not to mention, I don't have a fucking voice. Been gone, will be gone the next couple days. I still can't get over how fucking we got O.J. Howard. The rest of the draft, man, we nailed it. Fucking nailed it. Stuck it. Anything you want to say, we got it. Justin Evans in the second round. I really like him as a safety guy. Ball hawk. Thumper. Whatever the hell you want to call him. He's good back there. He'll fit in halfway through the season. And Chris Godwin, the speed guy, he's got the height. He's a prototypical number two in the league, and he's going to fit right in with Evans and DeSean Jackson. I cannot wait to see this offense. But anyways, fucking draft party was amazing. I can't thank you enough. Can't thank Sports Legends enough. Bricado's on Friday. Absolutely fantastic. Can't believe I didn't get over there sooner. B4 helped me out amazingly. Not the first time I've had it either. Just one last thing, guys. Shh. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick, baby. Woo!
Awesome. Awesome meeting you, man. I know, I think memory's a little spotty from the first night, but I know you and I spent a lot of time the second night, and we had a blast. So good to meet you, good to hang out with you. And you know, Outlaw said, and I don't know if I'm opening up a can of worms by saying this to thousands of people listening to the podcast, but dude, I literally walked into that place and left feeling like I had 300 new lifelong friends. Like, it didn't matter where I walked or who I talked with. I felt like I had already talked to them and been friends with them for years upon years. And so here I sit now saying, hey, if any of you want to get together or do something before the season, just shoot me a message on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Like, there wasn't one person I was like, I don't want to hang out with that person ever again. Like, dude, if y'all want to go get a beer, like, let me know. We'll go get a beer. Like, I'm down for that shit. I'm no different than anyone else. Like, what the hell? One thing I haven't mentioned yet is Dirk Cutter and his response to...
a badass football team?
Yeah.
How's that?
Ugh. You know what pisses me off most about that clip? Listen to it really closely now. Fuck. Go goes back to the fucking media. They're like laughing at him. Like, he's being fucking serious. You know he's being serious, right? You know he's saying, I want a badass football team. Yeah, right. Fuck yours.
A badass football team? How's that? A badass football team? How's that?
Fuck. I didn't want to play the clip. Just be the laughter just pisses me the fuck off. That's why it's so genuine. When he's in the locker room after a game, after a huge victory, and you know he's just in the moment, passionate, and he knows that his team, his players, are not going to laugh at him when he says something like this.
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big motherfucking shit.
That's how I wanted to react when he said a badass football team. I'm like, yes, yes. Badass football team. That's what we want around here. Not, oh, good luck with that, coach. God. Oh, man. That's just whatever. We know what you meant, coach. Okay? You're the godfather. Dirt Cutter is the godfather of stick carriers. He's the godfather of this fraternity. Jason Light, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you walk over to Dirt Cutter's office. You bring him into your office so he can hear me saying, because everyone thinks that I'm organizing and creating this whole movement. Fuck no, I'm not. Dirk, if you're listening now that Jason Light went and got you and brought you into his office, and Dirk, Coach Cutter, you are listening to this right now. You are the godfather. This is a fraternity, dude. We had like 300 people show up and chanting your phrase. Maybe some people would say it was Teddy Roosevelt's phrase, but it's your phrase. You're the godfather. Everyone in unison inside this sports bar for this freaking draft party that I'd put on, just like, hey, let's go watch the draft together. And over 300 people showed up to a place that only holds 250, and they all chanted this.
Speak softly and carry a motherfucking shit.
You're the godfather, man. You're the godfather. I would love... It would never happen, because do you know how many panties would be in a ruffle if this ever happened? But I would love to have an uncensored interview with Dirt Cutter. Come on. Just once. Just once. It would not. Do you know how whiny everyone would... Oh, go ahead and start fucking crying. Fucking crying because your clicks are down, or this or that, or I'm having success, or people are listening to this podcast or clicking on Joe Bucks Fan. Oh, well, I don't even know why people would do that. Oh, maybe they do because we're better. Did you ever think of that? Brandon's in Oregon. He's back in
Justin, Kamish, this is Brandon out in Oregon. I am finally home, but it's kind of bittersweet, man, because I miss you guys already. That draft party was just... fucking epic. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It was so awesome for this opportunity and the love of the stick carriers and their donations to help bring me out there. I'm disappointed I never got to meet Peter Leach, but it's no big deal. I'll be in contact with him, make sure he knows how grateful I am. If he's been following any of this stuff, I think he might already know, but I cannot thank Harold enough for running me around town pretty much half the day Friday and all day Saturday before I had to head back on my plane. And Garrett, who we've never heard on the podcast before, but goes to UT there in Tampa, works for the Bucks, and picked me up from the airport Thursday night. That was much appreciated. Thank you. I'm currently eating a sub sandwich because I'm hungry after getting off the plane, but our draft, man. I know some people might be disappointed we didn't get a running back besides this little guy out of Boise State, which he'll be all right. He'll just be another rotational guy. But if you guys stop and think about it, every person we drafted will make the team. I don't see why they wouldn't. They're all great players. On top of that, OJ fucking Howard fell to us at 19? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, how many other teams are just retarded? Do they not know what tight ends do in Cutter's offense? what Jameis is capable of? Doesn't seem like the national media knows who we are. Hell, you got fucking Heath Evans said some stupid shit that had nothing to do with our team. He had no clue. He had Mike Mayock saying that our new safety we just drafted was going to line up next to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith's playing cornerback, dumb shit. It's fucking national media guys. Fucking Tom Jones. Fucking Scott Reynolds. Anyways. Man. Back to it. Oh, with everybody we got, it doesn't matter who we have at running back. Look at all the options. Cutter is probably foaming at the mouth, salivating on the different ways he can line up this team. He could put O.J. Howard out wide, put DeSean Jackson in the slot, put Goblin in the slot, DeSean Jackson out wide, run a two tight end set, and no back. Man, we're going to be potent this year. It's going to be so fun to watch. Like I said, once again, I cannot believe how awesome it was to come down and see the Tampa community. I love it down there. I definitely will be making it back for a game this year. I can't wait to see you guys again. Thank you for all your hospitality. Thank you, Sports Legends. B4, that shit works, let me tell you. Headliners Barbershop, Shannon, Pastor Shannon, for putting this Bucks flag in my head. I'm wearing loud and proud around Oregon, man. I love you all so much. Thank you so much. Bucks family for life. Fire the cannons. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick. I will see you guys soon.
I hope so, man. Hanging out with you, Brandon, was really awesome. It was really, really awesome. Him and Javier, I think I spent the most time with those two guys. Well, Harold, I don't know, man. I was bouncing all over the place. But Brandon, man, start saving up. Start saving up. We need you back there next year. We really, really do. I know you wanted to come to a game or whatnot, but we need you at the draft party. We need you at the draft party. Dang. God, we got to get it. Listen, everyone that came this year, just go ahead and start saving for next year. I mean, how much is a plane ticket? $600 for Morgan? I don't even know. But $600 and then, fuck. You know what's good now, though? Y'all kind of know each other. Split a hotel room? Just saying. It's cheaper. Aaron in from North Dakota was there as well.
Justin, Aaron from North Dakota. What an awesome two nights of draft parties. Everything from the awesome food, the drinks, especially the Bucks Punch and the Bucks Shot. Those were delicious. And the amazing stick carriers that we all came to be. Probably the best reaction of the two nights was when we had the miracle happen and we got O.J. Howard 19th overall. We practically blew the roof off that motherfucker when that happened. It was awesome to see the man himself, Ira Kaufman. And man, I'm sorry I took a while to make myself known. I've always been a shy guy and you know what? Like Papa Buck said, we're all a family, we're all brothers, we're all a fraternity. Met some truly awesome people at the end there, and I hope to see all of you again. Wish I would have met Lou from Port Richie, that's my only regret. He wasn't there on Friday, unfortunately, so that's my bad for not making myself known on Thursday night. It was good meeting you, Justin, and thank you very much for throwing these parties. And a shout out to Leo. I was having a bad day traveling-wise. I was driving through a snowstorm and then ended up missing my flight, so I got into Tampa later than I expected. So thank you to Leo for holding my reservation for about 45 minutes after I had made it. Or my scheduled time, I mean. But yeah, overall, good draft. Anyways, I'm going to be flying back to North Dakota, unfortunately. On Monday, so I'll probably be listening to this podcast on the drive from Minneapolis back on home. And I can't wait to hear what the stick carriers from Sports Legends has to say about the draft parties and the draft itself. So, stick carriers, you know what to do. Speak softly, carry that big motherfucking stick, and go Bucks!
Alright, Aaron. Thanks. Yeah, Aaron... I was like, Aaron from North Dakota on Friday night. And he's like, yeah. I was like, dude, let's go. And he was awesome. His girlfriend was really nice. And it was great having you. Dude, coming all the way from North Dakota, driving through a snowstorm. I'm glad you got to experience that. I'm glad you got to come down. And I hope you get to come down again and we can do it again. So thanks again for investing that money to come down and be a part of this party. And it was hopefully worth it for you. Now, as I said earlier, Christian from Headlines Barbershop was feeling pretty good Thursday night.
I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
He had some time to think about it, and words couldn't really describe how awesome the parties were for him as well.
Commissioner, what's up? Christian Perez here, man. Just checking in, brother. Wow. I have never been part of such a fucking awesome party than that. Jesus Christ, I can't wait till next year. I feel like I made a bunch of lifelong friends, lifetime friends. It was awesome, man. It was absolutely awesome. To all you that came out, I tip my cap to you. To all you that missed it, it's all good. I'll see you motherfuckers next year. The draft was amazing. I mean, who would have thought fucking OJ Howard, man? Shit! The rest of it was awesome. And yeah, it's all good, man. Trust in light. Follow the light. So here's till next year. Here's to the season. Till then, shh. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick.
Awesome. Christian. Christian and I have been friends for years. I mean, years. And we're probably as close of friends now as we ever have been. And, dude, I loved partying with that guy. I think him and I are going to be partying a lot more soon, very soon. Let's see. Who do we have coming up still? Javier, Mark and Lisa, 50 Shades of McKay, Sarasota J, my buddy Stank Bastards, who stayed late with us Thursday night. Let's go to, ooh, James flew all the way down from Connecticut, went to the party Thursday night, and then flew back on Friday. He bought me a shot. Actually bought a round of shots. There was a whole bunch of us, and he was pretty awesome, dude. James, loved hanging out with you, man.
Yo, Justin, still can't find my motherfucking voice. Lost it last night, huh? Draft party. Rock that shit straight to the fucking body. You offer up way too many shots, my boy. Shit. Little shorty got the shoddy. Like John Gotti, regurgitate old raps of the past. Motherfucker, sit back. This is our Bucks life. Super fucking nice. Roll them motherfucking dice. Yo, Brocados. Sports legends. Shit was a fistful like a ref with a motherfucking whistle. Ha! Ira Kaufman, he was there. Holding court. Right next to the boss man, Justin. Had Rock in the house. Camera wielding. We took it over. Godwin in the third, Justin in the second, Evans. It was a blessing, you'll see. The next best motherfucking safety. Come on. Justin throws a bash like none other. My voice is gone, like I said before. So my raps ain't shit. Then again, I'm a white boy and my name's not Eminem, so this is all I got, Scott. Come on. Sports legends. Bro, Carlos. B4. I had two. Might as well call it B8. James from CT.
out like a fat girl in dodgeball. Ha 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 ha. Thank you for the draft party, Justin. It was amazing. Speak softly.
Carry that big motherfucking stir.
Out.
James, again, that guy was awesome. I mean, who fucking just flies down for a party by themselves? And dude was instantly, like, ingrained with people, like friends. Like, it was... I don't even know if I could do that. Like, just go into a strange place and... It happened, man. And you know what? And all I can do is nod my head and go, yeah. Yeah, it was right. He was actually hanging out with Paul, who was in from Tallahassee, who his friends couldn't come, so he just came by himself. Awesome, Paul.
What's up, Kamish? This is Paul from Tallahassee. Just want to say thanks for setting up the draft party down at Sports Legends. It's a fucking great time. It was really fun going down there and meet all the rest of the stick carriers. Shout out to James from Connecticut, the boys from Section 119, Javier, Brandon. Had a great time watching the draft and getting to meet you guys. I just want to call in and give my take on the Kendall Beckwith pick. When I first heard it, my initial reaction was, what the fuck? But now I actually think it kind of makes some sense. Outside of Quan and Levante, we have zero depth at linebacker. People are talking about Devontae Bond. I mean, the guy was a six-round pick. He's been hurt his entire career. He was good in JUCO and played 1 year at Oklahoma. I don't know if you can really count on him. Assuming Beckwith comes back from his injury, the guy seems like a badass who can lay the wood. And I think that we need to have that on our defense, just to bring a little more toughness and really – get that badass level that Cutter's really trying to get. So I'm actually cool with the pick now. I was also one of the guys who on record hated the Quan pick when we did that, and fucking idiot I was thinking that at the time. So other than that, I think overall pretty good draft. The running back situation still freaks me out, but I don't know. Building depth, got some good weapons, so excited for the season. Thanks again. Looking forward to getting down to a game this year with the rest of the stick carriers, and let's go Bucks. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
Paul, hit me up when you come down here. Like I said, I mean, I'm always down for a beer or something. I love smoking cigars, too, and I know some good cigar places around. So if any of you stick carriers want to smoke a stick, oh, my God. No, like a cigar, let me know. We'll go searching for some cigars. Hey, yay. Davidoff is my place normally by International Mall. All right. Sarasota J, 50 Shades McKay, Mark and Lisa, Javier. We still got some really hot Bucks takes to go. Speaking of that, let's go to Mark and Lisa.
Justin, it's Mark the Mailman here. Love you, brother. Sitting here with Lisa in Lakeland.
Hey, Justin.
We are so proud to be a part of Stick Carrier Nation, all y'all motherfuckers. My voice is almost back. Man, it was just a privilege and an honor to meet all you guys from Killa to Doug Allen Crab, Reppin' 119, Javier, Lou. Getting to meet you, Justin. Having a fucking conversation with Ira Kaufman. Are you kidding me? I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. On top of the draft, I'll let you guys do the draft talk, and I'll sit back and listen and learn. We love all you guys. Until next time,
speak softly
and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Thank you, Mark and Lisa. Pleasure meeting both of you. That was awesome. Dude, we had a great time. I had to leave, though. I know they all went back to the hotel for the after party, and I was like, nope. I had my sister drive me back to her place. I stayed in her guest bedroom. That was for the best. Let's just say that. Sarasota, actually, no, Stank Bastard stayed late with us.
Yo, Kamish, what's up, man? It's your boy, Stank Bastard, Adam. We just left draft what is it?
2017.
No, we just left the draft party. Me, Sweet Titties, and Weed Head, Colombian Jason. We just want to say we love you, man. We had a fucking blast. Say what's up.
Yeah, man. What's up, Kamish?
Hey, that's right, baby.
We represent for the Panthers now.
You hey, good. No, fuck the Panthers. Fuck
sports
the
legend.
Fucking, yeah, sports it's legends, what's up?
Night.
We loved
it.
We loved
fuck O.J. Howard.
No, fuck you, bitch. We love O.J. Howard. Fuck the Panthers. We love you, Kamish. We're going to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Keep pounding.
No,
keep
fuck pounding. You get pounded in the ass, bitch.
Keep pounding.
Fuck you. We love you. Love you, Bucks fans. How do I turn this shit off?
Go.
Okay. All right. Stank bad. Now, let me tell you something about Adam Stank Bastards there. I know I'm a Stank Bastards because he was like in my first ever fantasy football league. I mean like 12 years ago that I, because I used to do fantasy football each year. And quite frankly, it just became so much that if I ever do it again, I'm going to need to be paid a shit ton of money from some venue for bringing all the people out there. So if you're a venue out there that wants to have like hundreds of people in your place on a Saturday and a Sunday, let me know, because all I have to do is snap my fingers and everyone will be there for these fantasy parties. Completely up to you if you want it. But I do need to charge for it because it is a ton of work. It is a ton of work on my shoulders that, quite frankly, I don't know if I want to do or not. It's got to be worth my while. So if you want to partner on it, if you're a venue that would like that, let me know. If not, if you don't want to invest that much money into it, then so be it. But it would be a good chunk of change because it's a lot of work for several months. Okay, so we'll just leave it at that, and that's that. But yeah, I used to do fantasy football leagues every year, and Adam was one of the OGs, man. He was one of the OGs. Sarasota Jay was at the party.
What's up, Kamish? Fellow stick carriers, is that Sarasota Jay? Man, what an epic party last night at Sports Legends. Kamish and all the staff there, they just did a great job. Everything was so smooth. Staff was so friendly, and the food was amazing. Thank God for B4, because I don't have a hangover. Took my kids to school at 7 a.m. this morning. A little tired, but I should be curled up in a fetal position in my bed right now. I just wanted to say how awesome it was to be able to interact with everyone you hear on the podcast and read on Twitter. Genuinely great people. And what was awesome about it is you had white people, black people, Hispanic people from 20 years old to 70 plus, just really having a great time interacting with each other and really bonding over this podcast. And so super stoked for the rest of the year. Can't wait to tailgate with everybody. And about O.J. Howard, I know there's a lot of people that want to cook. I want to cook. But, man, really thinking about it this morning, we have a mismatch every time we line up on offense now. This guy can run, catch, block. I don't know what people are going to do to stop us, but I'm excited to watch it. I'm looking forward to the rest of the draft. Hopefully we can add some pieces on defense. And who knows? Maybe Cook. Maybe we'll go get Cook or Mixon. As Justin likes to say, Dixon for Mixon.
Nope.
Anyway, fellas, I hope you have a great week. And I almost forgot. We got Guard free on Twitter. My new friend, Izbits confirmed he is no longer in exile. And Ira Kaufman, what an awesome, genuine dude. And I love the fact that we got those chants in for fuck Tom Jones and fuck Scott Reynolds. So, listen. We got an awesome thing here going, fellas, and it's all thanks to the commish, and all thanks to you. Have a great week. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
That's awesome. Thanks, Jay. And yeah, Jay was there. Jay was part of the chants. You started the fuck Tom Jones chant. I got it on video. Cares, it's all in fun, and if you can't take it that way, then go fuck yourself. Whatever. All right, couple more. An hour and 45 minute podcast. I think you're gonna listen to it. I think you're gonna like this one. I'm gonna go back and listen to it. Fuck, I mean, I think it sounds great. Oh, the other chant they started, yeah, was my name.
What's my name?
Jason.
Thank you. Ira started that one. Ira was, everyone was just having, everyone had a smile on their face the entire night. Every single person, both nights had smile. With Specialist Griffith was there the second night, Friday night. Got to spend time with him, man. It was awesome. It was just, it was so awesome. And the memories are so vivid, but I'm so sad that it's over. Like, God, I really want to hang out with you guys again, man. Damn it. Like, I'm, like, genuine. Like, okay, that's it. The next 2 months are going to be devoted to planning events throughout football season. I've committed to it. I need to hang out with you guys again. It has to happen. It has to happen. 50 Shades of McKay.
Holy shit. What a great weekend. Oh my God, what a great weekend. I mean, wow. Meeting everybody there at Sports Legends, having the pre-draft party on Wednesday, meeting everybody Thursday and then Friday night, man, God dang it, man. It was, you know, like Lou said, man, and on Twitter, he said, you know, it's like a big family reunion, you know? It's like a family reunion, only here, everybody gets along, you know? You know, I mentioned before, I said, man, this collection of personalities is like the fraternity from old school, man. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. There wasn't a single person there that I did not get along with. I mean, you got guys coming in from out of town, out of state, out of country. Fucking Javier, man, you are the man, dude. I was glad I had a chance to meet with you Wednesday, and just everybody there, man. It was just, I feel very, very honored to meet everybody there, you know. Steve from JoeBucksFan.com, Ira Kaufman, fucking Irv. Holy shit, man, that guy is a party animal. Man, I hope he comes out more often, man. That guy's great. And, of course, you can't forget Ledge, Mr. Scott Ledger, man. It was a really good time hanging out with you, buddy, man. I look forward to doing that again soon. Now, I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast weren't there. So if you haven't seen this clip or if you haven't heard this clip, this is what it sounded like at Sports Legends. This is what it sounded like with all the stick carriers there when Roger Goodell made the announcement on who the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were selecting.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J.
Well, Justin, I got to head out of here, man. I'm still beat from the weekend, man. But, hey, I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to all the stick carriers, man. And I don't want to forget somebody here, but at Notorious ROB, Hawk Chief 22, Tampa Tony, Garrett, Brandon from Oregon with the haircut, man, the fucking haircut. Christian from Headlines Barbers, Leo from Sports Legends, Sarasota J, Garv, fucking Garv is the man, CJ and Weapons for Winston. Man, it was a pleasure meeting everybody there. My boy Lou, man, I don't even have enough time to talk about Lou, man. Lou, I could go on you could do a whole podcast on Lou, man. He's my boy. And of course, Specialist Griffith, man, it was an honor meeting you, buddy. And finally, Justin, out of all my takes on this podcast, I just realized that I have never given an official stick carrier sign-off. So I figured we should go out on a classy note here. Take it away, Chase.
Hey, Justin, remember, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick!
I think he nailed it.
Oh, God. I'm crying. Notorious ROB selling those shirts, man. Everyone get. I survived the Bucks Uncensored draft party. Did you survive? I don't know, man. I didn't know. I was going to get one early in the night, and then I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to survive this night or not. I did. And the Motley Crue, man. Motley Crue, my guys from the Motley Crue. Great seeing all of you guys there as well. Man, it's a great night. Let's end this podcast with what could be the best Bucks take of the show, and that's not discounting anyone else's, but Javier traveled here from Panama City, Panama, brought me a box of Cubans. He got in Wednesday, and he's like, hey, I landed, I'm at my hotel. And I was like, huh? What are you doing just at your hotel? So I tweeted him. I said, dude, do you want to just meet me at Sports Legends tonight? And he's like, yeah. And so we went up there Wednesday night. It was like a pre-party. My 50 Shades of McKay was there. Leo came up. And we had a few beers and just smoked cigars, man. And it was like a bonding experience before the bonding experience. It was awesome because, like, I already knew Javier. And I felt like Javier and I, like, I don't know. Like, I really thought we had a good friendship, man. I'm going to miss you going back to Panama. And I hope that you come back soon. And when you do come back, we'll try and take care of you again, man. You were an awesome, awesome person. And very anxious to hear his response now. It's a few minutes long, but I've already listened to it once, and I can't wait to listen to it again.
Hey, Justin, it's me, Javier, from... Boy, what an awesome experience we shared together Thursday and Friday at Sports Legends. It was truly, truly, truly amazing, and I'm so glad I was be able to attend it. Justin, I just got my voice back, and I think the theme of this Bucks Day is going to be I'm thankful. I'm just thankful, Justin, for everything you've done for us. You've given us a place to share our uncensored passion for the team we truly and deeply love. I'm thankful for everything Steve and Lee from JoeBucksFan.com, for all they've done covering this team. They've given us quality news and a lot of entertainment. I'm just thankful for meeting Don Ira Kaufman. He's such a great guy, and he got most of my favorite players into the Hall of Fame, and I know he's not done. Don Ira, the Stick Carrier family, we got your back. If anybody gets in your face, just give us a call and we'll be right there. Go fuck yourself, Scott Reynolds. Go hide in a fucking cave with fucking Tom Jones, you bitches. Listen, I'm just thankful for Brocados, man. That sandwich on Friday, that Cuban tasted like glory, trust me. I think it's even better than that devil crap. I'm thankful for Sports Legends. Leo, the food, the drinks, and everything was great. The atmosphere was great. Sorry you got mad at us late Thursday night for doing something we shouldn't be doing.
No, come on. That's not...
But in my defense, I have no memory of that ever happening.
Yeah, that's a good defense.
Oh, and a special shout-out to Nicole the waitress. We all know we enjoyed her presence.
Oh, dear Lord, yes.
Justin, I'm thankful about this draft. I actually think we got a very good draft class. We got... O.J. fucking Howard, Justin Evans, Chris Goodwin, Kendall Beckett, Jeremy Nichols, Steve, whatever his last name is, it's so complex. I feel this could be a very productive group of players for this team. And last but not least, I'm thankful for meeting such a genuinely passionate group of individuals. All of you Stick Carriers, it was a pleasure meeting you. I remember most of your faces. I apologize because I don't remember most of your names, but we all share the memories. And I have a small group of people that I want to give a shout out. Mike, 50 Shades of McCoy, thank you for your generosity. I'm sorry I lost the t-shirt you gave me. Mark the Mailman and Lisa, hey, you guys are fun, man. Brandon from Oregon, that Bucks flag shaven to your back of your head looks great, man. Now you got an awesome story to tell everybody. Garrett, keep it up. Let's keep the Twitter down a little bit, okay? Harold from Atlanta, you guys rock. Lou from Port Richie, viva Cali, hermano. Qué buena sorpresa saber eso. Keep it up, my man. Oh, Lee. Nice talking about you. Nice talking with you. Christian from Headlines Barbershop. You got a nice fucking truck. And especially my boys from Section 119. Alan, Crab, Doug, and Danny, who I only got to speak on the phone. You guys are fucking loud. And you guys keep the party going. And guess what? Stand up on defense, Section 119. Yeah. Whew. I think my voice just went away. You want to know what the best part about this is, Justin? We still got a full fucking season ahead of us to look for. And I just can't fucking wait. This is going to be truly a great season for us. Hey, Stick Carriers, please join our Facebook group. Alex from Orlando created. It's called Box Uncensored. Stick Carriers. That way we can all keep in touch. Guess what, Justin? You're officially on the clock for the 2018 draft party. I hope you knock it out of the park on that one. And I'm knocking on wood. If everything goes according to plan, I will be there as well. Yes. Because, hey, after this one, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Guys, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at JAVIERSP15. JAVIERSP15. Guys, have a great fucking week. And as always, right back into this. Habla en voz baja. Y carga un hijo de puta garrote!
It was awesome. If you weren't there, mark your calendars. Next year, I promise. Did I let anyone down this year? I don't think so. I promise next year will be bigger and it will be better. I promise you. Because this year I planned it for 2 months. Next year I'm planning it for 12. I'm already planning next year. Smile on my face. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram. It's at Commish Online. Facebook, however, you don't need to follow me on Facebook. Go, and I know he mentioned something. No, it's just Stick Carriers. Just Google Stick Carrier, go to Facebook and search Stick Carriers. Hold on, I'm going to do it right now. I just want to make sure I'm doing it right here. Stick Carriers. It's the group for Stick Carriers. Boom. All right. It's going. There it is. First one. All right. First one. There's 190 members right. God, I just started a couple hours ago. All right. 190 members right now. So make sure you go in there. Join the Stick Carriers. The slogan says, where Stick Carriers unite, speak softly, and carry that big motherfucking stick. So join that, and that's where you can interact with everyone. That's part of our group, man. This is it. This is what we're doing. This is where we are, and I'm super excited to be a part of this with all of you. And this is just the beginning. We've got so much left to accomplish. We've got so much left to do and so many parties left to throw. Tailgate parties, away game parties, draft parties, and who knows what else. Johnny B wants to throw a comedy party sometime in the off season. I mean, that's something we can do because while we all rally around the Bucks, man, we all really genuinely just like hanging out with each other and being loud. We can do that. So thank you. Thank you to everyone that showed up. Thank you to everyone that did not but wanted to. And thank you to everyone that is already making their plans for next year. I will not let you down. At Commish Online on those, Snapchat blew up. I posted some snaps that I probably shouldn't have. I posted some videos that I probably shouldn't have. I normally don't. I'm normally pretty conservative with my social media when I'm drinking, but that night I just said, fuck it. I want everyone to see what's going on. So my Snapchat was pretty fire on Thursday night. You can follow me there, jpulowski324. And I ask you to subscribe on iTunes. Podcast Addict or Podbean. You can search for Bucks or Bucks Uncensored. It's one of the first ones that show up, if not the first one that shows up for either search on iTunes. And as always, before we do as always, JoeBucksFan.com will have the podcast available to you starting at 7 o'clock, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturday mornings. And then if you subscribe, you'll have the podcast downloaded directly to your mobile device at noon each of those days. I can't thank each of you enough for listening, for coming to the draft party, and continuing to grow this fraternity that we've started. The more the merrier. We need to grow this thing as big as we possibly can. And I think what's most attractive to you all is that I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for us. I really am. I'm in it for us. I really think that we can have something special together, and I'm willing to do what I can on my end to make sure that that happens. I hope you will as well. Invite your friends to be a part of this new Facebook page as well, the Stick Carriers group page. Invite as many people as you can. Let's build it up. Let's get everyone involved, and let's take this fucking city by storm. We already have, but we're going to continue to do it. Have a wonderful couple of days. I'll try and get Ira Kaufman on with us on Wednesday's podcast. Thanks to Rock Riley for joining us for this podcast. And we will end, as we end every podcast, by going right into this.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Nailed it.